Welcome to Ebbets Field in Brooklyn, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Brooklyn Dodgers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Bobby Morgan. Batting second, the first baseman, Bob Speak. Batting third, the third baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Chuck Tanner. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Lee Walls. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Jack Littrell. Batting eighth, the catcher, Charlie Silvera. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bob Rush. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Rush. For the Brooklyn Dodgers, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Charlie Neal. Batting second, the second baseman, Jim Gilliam. Batting third, the left fielder, Sandy Amoros. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Gil Hodges. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting 7th, the catcher, Rube Walker. Batting 8th, the right fielder, Carl Furillo. Batting 9th, the pitcher, Don Newcomb. Pitching for the Brooklyn Dodgers, Don Newcomb. And now, play ball. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Cimoli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Speak, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Speak takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Banks strikes out. 2 outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Morin hits a line drive towards short. Neal reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Neal strikes out. 1 out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gilliam hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morin. Gilliam reaches second base with a double. Sandy Amoros is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Amoros takes first base on ball 4. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hodges hits a fly ball into left field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Amoros. Tanner reaches second base with a double. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Walls strikes out. 1 out. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Littrell strikes out. 2 outs. Charlie Silvera is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Silvera strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cimoli is hit by the pitch. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Walker strikes out. 1 out. Carl Furillo, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Furillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Banks fields it and throws to first for the out. Cimoli moves to third. two outs. Don Newcombe is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Newcombe strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Rush strikes out. One out. Bobby Morgan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Speak is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Speak hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Simulai. Banks reaches second base with a double. Simulai throws the ball into Jackson, who tags Banks trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Newcombe, and towards Gilliam, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Neal is 0 for 1 in the game. Neal hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Speak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gilliam is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Gilliam hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sandy Amoros batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Amoros is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Amoros takes first base on ball 4. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hodges is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodges hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Tanner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hodges scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tanner for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 1 in the game. Walls hits a fly ball into center field. Simulai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Littrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Littrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gino Simulai batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Simulai is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Simulai hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Simulai moves to second. Carl Furillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Furillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Furillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Simulai moves to third. Walker moves to second. Duke Snider pinch hits for Don Newcomb. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Simile scores. Walker scores. Ferrillo moves to second. It's Cubs, 2, Dodgers, 2. Charlie Neal batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Neal is 0 for 2 in the game. Neal takes first base on ball 4. Ferrillo moves to third. Snider moves to second. Jim Gilliam batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gilliam is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Gilliam takes first base on ball 4. Ferrillo scores. Snider moves to third. Neal moves to second. It's 3-2, Dodgers. Jim Brosnan now pitching. Sandy Amoros is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Amoros is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Amoros hits a line drive beyond first. Speak can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Snider scores. Neal moves to third. Gilliam moves to second. It's 4-2, Dodgers. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodges hits a fly ball into left field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Neal tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 5-2, Dodgers. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Littrell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Clem Labine now pitching. Charlie Silvera is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Silvera is 0 for 1 in the game. Silvera hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bob Will pinch hits for Jim Brosnan. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Morgan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Cubs 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Tom Pohalski now pitching. Gino Cimoli batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cimoli is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Littrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carl Ferrillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferrillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ferrillo hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Walls. Ferrillo reaches second base with a double. Clem Labine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Labine hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ferrillo scores. It's 6-2, Dodgers. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Neal is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Littrell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Labine moves to second. Jim Gilliam batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gilliam is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards first. Speak scoops it up and throws to first, with Pohalski covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 6, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Speak is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Speak hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ernie Banks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Banks hits a pop-up towards first. Hodges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Morin is 0-for-2 in the game. Morin hits a fly ball into left field. Amara settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Tanner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Tanner hits a line drive into center field. Simulai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 6, and the Cubs 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Sandy Amaras is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Amaras is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Amaras hits a ball on the ground towards first. Speak scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Amaras for the out. 1 out. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Hodges is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Hodges hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walls, who is chasing the ball. Hodges reaches third base with a triple. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Jackson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hodges tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 7-2, Dodgers. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Cimoli is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Littrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 7, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Walls is 0-for-2 in the game. Walls hits a line drive towards third. Jackson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Littrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Littrell hits a fly ball into center field. Simulai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Charlie Silvera batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Silvera is 0-for-2 in the game. Silvera takes first base on ball 4. Jim Bolger pinch hits for Tom Pohalski. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Bolger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Labine fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 7, and the Cubs 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Don Kizer now pitching. Carl Furillo is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Furillo is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Furillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Clem Labine is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Labine is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Labine strikes out. 2 outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Neal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Neal hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walls. Neal reaches second base with a double. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Gilliam is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gilliam strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 7, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Speak batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Speak is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Speak takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Speak moves to second. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-3 in the game. Morin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tanner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Tanner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hodges scoops it up and throws to first, with Labine covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 7, and the Cubs 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Sandy Amoros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amoros is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Amoros hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morin. Amoros reaches second base with a double. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hodges is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Hodges hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Silvera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Littrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cimoli is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 7, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Walls is 0-for-3 in the game. Walls hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hodges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Adams pinch hits for Jack Littrell. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Adams strikes out. Two outs. Dale Long pinch hits for Charlie Silvera. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Long hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Amoros. Long reaches second base with a double. Cal Neiman pinch hits for Don Kaiser. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman hits a fly ball into center field. Cimoli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Brooklyn Dodgers, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Ebbets Field in Brooklyn.